This is day 7 of our seminar on the footsteps of Paul. We will leave Izmir on our way to Troas. It will be our last full day in Asia. We'll start by traveling 62 miles to the ancient site of Pergamum, one of the 7 churches of Revelation. It is actually the 3rd church on the list, but we skipped it earlier. The first thing we do when we get there is to go up an outdoor elevator that will save us from climbing up the mountain. Once there, we'll be walking through some of the most stunning ancient ruins anywhere on earth. At one point in history, the king of Pergamum ruled over all of Asia Minor. He is credited to the invention of parchment paper. It was made with animal skins like calf, goat, or sheep, and its use wasn't replaced by paper until the 15th century AD. The last king of the Pergamum kingdom willed all of Asia Minor to Rome, but it wasn't to happen until after he died. So in 133 BC, Asia Minor became a Roman province with Pergamum as its capital. 200 years later, this gave the gospel a great advantage because it eliminated borders when spreading the good news. When John wrote to the 7 churches, Pergamum was the 2nd most important city of Asia Minor behind Ephesus. It had a population of about 120,000 people and housed a library that held around 200,000 volumes. It was celebrated as the center of intellectual life. The valleys around it were considered the breadbasket of the day. In addition to its political standing, it was an important religious center. Every major deity had a temple in Pergamum. Dionysus was the god of pleasure, wine, and wild parties. Demeter was the goddess of food and good crops. Athena was the goddess of wisdom, which affected military strategy. The most prominent temple structure in the city was the altar to Zeus. He was known as the king of all the gods, represented by sky and lightning. Anyone coming to the city from 3 different directions could see his spectacular worship center. It took on the appearance of a throne. The temple to Trajan strengthened the imperial cult. More than likely, it was built on top of the temple of Augustus. Pergamum was a center for emperor worship. Pergamum was famous for its hospital and the temple to Asclepius. Historically, he gained his skill by working on wounded and dying gladiators. The hospital combined the practice of medicine and psychology. The healing process included the use of dreams and snakes. People would dream in a dormitory with a couple hundred non-poisonous snakes crawling around and over them. They were told that Asclepius would use the snakes to talk to them in their dreams and tell them what could cure their illness. They would then tell their dream to the priest, who then prescribed their treatment. Finally, they made clay sculptures of the body parts that needed healing and offered it to Asclepius with their offering. The hospital also used baths where the water would rise and fall without the patient knowing what was causing it. It was accredited to Asclepius, granting them healing. Tradition holds that John commissioned Antipas to be the bishop of Pergamum. He was martyred in 92 AD during the reign of Emperor Domitian. It was said that he was slowly roasted to death in a brazen bull-shaped altar. In the letter Jesus sent to the Pergamum church, he said that he was the one who has a sharp double-edged sword. This referred to the 2 classes of governors in that day, those who had the right of the sword and those who didn't. Those with this title walked through the streets with someone carrying a large sword in front of them. This meant that he had the power and authority of life and death. At any time, he could condemn someone to die. Jesus is reminding believers that he has the last word not only of life and death, but also heaven and hell. Christians were under extreme pressure to compromise with temple worship. Those who tried to live in both worlds were said to follow the teaching of Balaam. The concluding statement of their letter states, "I will give him a white stone." Judges gave a white stone to those to whom he gave a pardon. A black stone was given to those who were condemned. Also, a white stone was an official invitation from the Caesar. Christians were not welcome to the celebrations of their community, but the day would come when they would receive an invitation indicating that they were worthy to be invited. Sometime this week, read the letter Jesus sent Pergamum in Revelation 2, 12 through 17. If you want to go deeper, click on the second link in the email you received concerning this study. It will take you to a page entitled Preparing for the Footsteps of Paul Seminar. Scroll down until you come to the link for today's audio recording. Beneath it will be links of two videos I recommend you watch. Another way to find these films is to go to BibleTelling.org and click on the Footsteps of Paul link. Scroll down to Related Links. The two films will give you a visual of what the city looked like at the peak of its glory and what it looks like today. As we leave Pergamum and travel to Troas, I will talk about the Caesar of the day, Caligula. Roger will give the geography of Peter's letter to Turkey. Our cultural insight will deal with the Roman freedom of religion and how it grew their empire but killed Christians. Here is the tip of the day. When you're with local people, be careful not to use your left hand when touching someone or when you're eating. I'll be talking to you next week.